can't be a media thing while you're scoring so much.
No, we're just playing ball, man. It happens. You know, with this offense, the guys we have, you're not going to go through a season struggling and not putting up points. You know, guys are eventually going to get, you know, put it upon themselves and get so frustrated that they're going to take a ball like Javon did and cut it back and go 70. So that's the kind of talent we have. And we just kept pushing, kept practicing. If you make a big deal out of it, obviously that's when you probably never fix the problem. So for us, we've been making big plays too. And when you start making big plays, you know, it gives the opportunity to move the ball and put yourself in scoring position. You know, a little bit. I mean, he loves beating them, so I think he's going into any game, he's going to coach as well as he can. But I think after the game, when everything's said and done, he savors the victories against them, just like the rest of us do, and I think every Bronco fan does. You know, maybe a little bit. I just think, you know, just because we've scored the last couple games doesn't mean it automatically happens. We know the work we're putting in is translating on game day, and we've cut down on mental assignments. You know, guys are making the plays when they're presenting themselves, and a lot of that's on me too. Early in the season, I wasn't making some of those plays, and now I'm putting the ball in places where guys can go get it, and, you know, Javon, Rob, those guys are going up and making plays. So, you know, it's one of those things, just keep pushing through it. No, because we've had shots in every game plan, chances to take shots on big plays, and I think some of those games have just dictated that's the way we were playing. And now we knew last week there were going to be some opportunities to maybe take some shots downfield, and when we took them, they were big plays, and they turned out. So they're always in the game plan. It's just sometimes defenses will not allow you to get those plays, or they're not called in the right moment. So right now, you know, we've just kept playing, and guys are making plays. Yeah, I think they can see how week to week this thing's going to change our offense. And, you know, you can't go into a new week thinking, oh, we're going to have the same stuff in, because it can change radically. So it's part of them, you know, learning how to study, how to prepare, and be ready at any moment to go in and make a play. I mean, you know, Brandon Marshall made a big play. It got called back last week, but there you go. He's made a big play. So now, you know, hopefully he'll continue to get into the mix and take a little of that pressure off of Javon. But, you know, the young guys, as the season goes, they got to, you know, obviously guard against getting tired as the season goes longer, because it's, you know, it's different than a college season. But the guys we have are finally learning kind of what to expect each week and how to study and prepare.
Jay, when you look at this rivalry game, because there's so much turnover with teams every year, is this rivalry really just for the fans, or do the players feel it as well? I know it's an AFC West game, but when you talk about rivalry, is this more of a fan thing than a player thing?
You know, not really, because you hear it all the time out in the public, you know, hey, beat the Raiders, beat the Raiders. So it's in your head that, you know, hey, we got to beat these guys. And regardless if it was the Raiders or someone else, we want to win. But, you know, they're definitely, I think, you know, obviously this season they're not doing that well, but we still want to beat them. And when we beat them, our fans are happy. So, yeah, it is for the fans. Most rivalries are for the fans. I mean, we don't change our approach just because we're playing the Raiders or the Chiefs or the Chargers. I mean, we're going to go into each game trying to win and prepare as best we can. And I think the fans are the ones that get more caught up in the rivalry. Although, you know, there's times, you know, we want to go, you know, not, we don't want to look ahead, but, you know, in Kansas City, we haven't won there. So when that game comes up, yeah, you know, we want to win that one bad, but we'd want to regardless.
Do you hear people saying beat the Chiefs, beat the Chargers, with as much venom as you hear beat the Raiders?
Not as often. I think more people still, you know, hate the Raiders as the most out of all those teams. Yeah, if it was my first year and I think I'd be starting for the first time, that might slip into my head. But I've been in plenty of situations where I was a 1-6 team and gone in and upset teams, where they come and you beat them. So in the NFL, there's never an easy game, regardless of if they've ever won a game in 20 years. You still got to go and prepare and be ready to take their best shot. And, you know, what we got to do is just make sure we go in and do our job. And they're a team that wants to win. They're obviously playing hard. Our defense is playing really well. And offensively, they've struggled, but, you know, that can change any minute. So we got to know, you know, offensively, we've got to be prepared.
With all the injuries on defense, does that put a little more pressure on the offense?
No, you know, we there's guys that will step up. I think there's guys that stepped up in the game and played really well. Offensively, the pressure's on regardless because we're facing a defense that hasn't allowed teams to do much. So they've caused a lot of turnovers and held teams out of the end zone. So the pressure's on us to take care of the ball and score some points regardless of how, you know, our defense is hurting or if they got guys that are injured. So as a team, you all have to step up to that level when someone goes down.